5 was my first life-changing experience from a collision. It not only changed the direction of my life, but also my daughter's. She lost a mother whom she thought was invincible. I spent a lot of time in recovery and still today deal with fibromyalgia, which is muscular chronic pain, along with PTSD from the impact of this collision and future car wrecks. The first company I would be filing a claim against is USAA Auto Insurance Company. Before this time, I had not suffered serious injury or had to deal with auto insurance, attorneys, or medical professionals in such an in-depth way. Frankly, challenges of injury from a car accident should be helped by having insurance, whether you are the person who caused the collision and/or injured one, in my opinion. Auto insurance is supposed to be there to advocate and protect policyholders, but are they? Especially in USAA's case. Through initial auto insurance claim process, humiliation and shame tactics on unsuspecting policyholders are sometimes used in hopes of reducing or eliminating insurance claim settlements. Just as upon the first experience with this process, most insured have no clue about the tactics or what they will face when taking on Wall Street conglomerates. Policyholders must become aware of how systems are designed and how to protect themselves through the collision process. What policyholders take for granted as truth about dealing with auto insurance companies may prove to be bad faith practices by insurers. Those who appear to work on their behalf may in fact be working against them. If you've gotten to the end of a car accident settlement and felt you've been taken completely advantage of, today's show is for you. This is the reason I wrote the book, Car Accident by Estra. No policyholder should enter into the insurance claim process blindly. Policyholders can be their best advocate and recognize tactics of bad faith behaviors. These actions can come from insurance companies, employers with ERISA plans, Social Security disability, and other plans of Wall Street, such as Lifewise Assurance Company's long-term disability, which can leave policyholders devastated through actions populated through insurance lobbyists. Injured are often surprised these companies would rather do harm than support policyholders through what might be one of the most difficult times in life. One thing I want you to always remember is regardless of whether the insurance company involved in settling your claim works against you, overcoming obstacles and making a better life, whether injured, disabled, living in poverty, or whatever circumstances come, you can and will make it through problems. The key is not to give up in or become too disappointed by the actions of those corporations supposedly there for assistance. These huge conglomerates have more money to fight you in court until it's very cold in a hot place. But sharing their tactics with others means there will be less people paying them premiums to take advantage of or hurt. Thank you for joining me, Estra, today for a talk about USAA insurance, good or bad faith policy practices. From Seattle, Washington, USA. Thank you, Audacity and UNI Instrumental, for this selection. Plaintiffs' attorneys' relationships with auto insurance companies is one of balancing the needs of their clients with the need to get paid. When all is said and done, if plaintiffs' lawyer is successful, it is auto insurance companies who pay them directly. When corporations you are suing are the ones who decide when they will release the money, it's a difficult place to be if you are an attorney who knows they could extend this claim out in court for a decade before being paid. Most know their clients cannot typically afford to wait this long. Frankly, in my opinion, escrow accounts would be better and take away some of the institutional privileges insurance companies have over those filing claims against them. when they are able to hold on to the money which belongs to the plaintiff in most cases, they can invest and use it in ways which reduce their costs and allow insurers the ability to make it more difficult on plaintiffs and their attorneys. In my opinion, this is a tactic often used to lowball plaintiffs. Unfortunately, many Wall Street conglomerates have been in the game for decades, know loopholes and how to play hardball against plaintiffs. That makes policyholders' lives more difficult, eroding the settlement they should receive today versus receive sometime in the future, when multiple disasters have struck the plaintiffs' lives. Most lawyers end up bargaining with auto insurance companies at the expense of their clients. Frankly, the insurance industry is set up in favor of carriers through laws, contracts, lobbying, allowing them unfair advantage against their own insured or another company's policyholders. This is one of the main reasons for Congress to pass insured civil rights legislation, providing protections to policyholders who are certainly at a disadvantage now through the insurance contract, the loopholes, and contract items written in attempting to tie the hands of policyholders. Feeling discouraged by auto or LTD insurance, employers, and SSA delays, denials, intimidation, or surveillance tactics? Got money worries because your benefits are being unfairly held? These are common tactics used against policyholders to get them to give up benefits or settlement claims. Instead of giving in to scared feelings, make the decision to fight back. There is hope you are not alone in this struggle. In fact, you have more company than you realize. Listen to Talking About You with Estra on Blog Talk Radio, iTunes, or Estra's car accident website. Here you will find information on topics often faced after being in a wreck. Take action to protect yourself and your benefits today. Estra advocate for the rights of policyholders just like you. Having trouble sleeping instead of tossing and turning? Flip on Talking About You with Estra. There are over 100 radio shows with helpful information. Unsure about what actions to take? Listen to Estra's ideas from Collision Challenges. Whenever you're ready, Estra is here to share her experiences with you by audio, video, and print. Your car accident concerns matter. Signs of knowing when an insurance company is playing hardball with you, in other words, leading you on the hopes of you falling in the hole of your own creation, finding something that will place them in a favorable position to eliminate your claim or create something which will give them the upper hand, which allows them to drop a legitimate claim against you. The signs are, number one, slowly returning your phone calls or providing requested information. Number two, making it difficult to get a rental car if needing one. Number three, long delays in payments in order to increase stress levels in hopes of creating confusion for policyholders, and then insured make major mistakes or buckle under the pressure. Number four, asking you for more and more information, or the same information over and over again. Number five, unexpectedly stopping any payments needed for your daily survival, all the while seeking out ways available to terminate their contract. Number six, oftentimes policyholders are made to believe everything is moving forward with their claim and wait to hear for the insurance adjuster who never calls. When insured contacts insurance adjuster for an update, they learn their claim has been stalled and has not moved from their last conversation. These are all possible signs your claim has been placed on a policyholder's detour route to nowhere. When contracts are designed in order to be broken when needed, insured civil rights legislation approved by Congress is required for the protection of policyholders. Ask anyone who has dealt with an insurance company who wishes not to pay a claim, especially first-time filing for an insurance claim. Most could not have imagined the games afoot until insurance processes were over and they got screwed. Frankly, this is the reason why it's so important to educate yourself before having to deal with an insurance claim. Otherwise, in most cases, policyholders will not know what hit them until the claim is over, leaving policyholders disillusioned with the insurance claim process and wondering why they have been paying insurance premiums for years, only to be taken advantage of by the end of a settlement. From my experience, I have concerns in the way USAA conducts its business of processing claims. In 1995 and in 2015, I personally have found tactics not in the interest of settling claims openly and fairly. And unfortunately, I also know they are not the only insurance company which practices need investigation. If we had a federal agency interested in looking out for policyholders and not for the insurance companies, I suspect fewer policyholders would end up living in poverty. The way insurance systems are designed, most state insurance commissioners' offices do not have the resources or political clout to take on these country-sized organizations, and much of our laws favor insurance interests. I have found State Senator Jim McDermott helpful in assisting me in obtaining insurance records I should have received months before. But should any issues need to be taken this far up in order to receive or obtain justice? Should lawsuits have to be filed for policyholders to seek a just and fair settlement? Are these all processes to discourage policyholders from getting a claim at all? Only when policyholders are able to discern the difference between insuring with a company that actually demonstrates fair practices rather than spews out commercials showing a different picture of their organization actions towards insurers can policyholders be truly protected and receive fair settlement claims. This is a major reason for all policyholders to support insured civil rights legislation and ask Congress to do the same, because you never know when it will be you on the opposite end of needing support for a legitimate claim. Most people think back on commercials they see when in need of a product, and for most, after purchasing a service or product, it becomes easy to detect whether it's genuine or completely inaccurate. With insurance companies, this may not be the case. You may end up paying a company for years without having any idea about their true integrity. In fact, most people are involved in a collision after several years. Frankly, this is a bad time to learn how an insurance company will handle a claim. It's easy to bypass the views of others while it does not impact your livelihood. But when it comes knocking at your front door, it indeed becomes a major concern. But who wants to wait until it happens? One of the worst situations in life occurs. To find out the insurance company you've been paying will not be paying out or fighting for you. On one side, you have the policyholder with significantly less resources and knowledge, with power and privilege on the other side, involved in writing of the insurance laws. Does this seem like there's a conflict of interest here? Should those who have an interest in the profits be the same to decide whether to pay out a claim? When reputations of insurance companies are scrutinized by what they say and do via commercials, a lot is lacking when an insured files a claim and does not receive what's advertised. When do insurance companies do the right thing? Typically in high-profile accident car insurance cases, which are being watched by everyone. Why? Because bad faith behaviors out in front and center for all to see would mean a significant drop in the number of their policies. No one wants to be insured with someone who will forsake them in the most serious time of need. I mean, can you imagine this commercial? Please sign up with us. We need and want your money, but not your problems. we can guarantee you bad service, excessive stress, and a life of poverty if seriously injured. So sign up with us today. Yeah, right. They would be out of the insurance business in no time, especially in the time of social media. Consider the average person. No one is going to see or know about being injured and filing an insurance claim. It remains hidden, although in full view. There are a lot of these types of claims to hide. Everyday people with everyday problems looking for everyday help from an insurance company. Will your insurance company be there for you? Will USAA insurance provide good or bad faith policyholders' practices if having to file a claim with them? It's best to look at reviews before selecting an insurance company. Do they put out the actual numbers of the claims they pay and the ones they don't? Do they use fraud tactics, surveillance, harassment, or other techniques to avoid paying out legitimate claims? Do they pay the insurance claim promptly or require lawsuits to be filed against them? Is there more or equal protections for policyholders than what is paid out in premiums? Does it matter if the cost is cheaper for premiums if they don't pay when you need them to? Who wants to be left out in the rain without an umbrella in a storm of life? Check commercials for accuracy. If what a company says it does, it doesn't do, talk about it, expose it. Be sure to fill out Estrus car accident surveys to help document experiences. There is a place for you to come and share what you've learned with others. All policyholders are in this together. Insurance practices that fail to pay policyholders hurt them. It hurts policyholders' ability to continue to function in daily activities. It hurts their ability to recover because of being concerned with matters unrelated to their health and the stress levels that diminish insurance ability to recover as quickly as possible. When policyholders are refused the help promised, the fake illusion of a safety net quickly dissipates into trouble on multiple levels. Have you ever tried living without money, especially when it stops as quickly as a train wreck? The shock of not receiving expected benefits for survival is a rude awakening, which insurance companies who do this want it to be. Most people are willing to concede to things they would not normally do when placed in a bad or terrible situation. If involved in a costly collision, expect many of these companies to pull out all the stops in order to eliminate or to reduce the settlement. Perhaps insurance companies may see this tactic as a necessary way of doing business. However, this should be explained to their policyholders at the time of signing. In other words, say to them, if you really need your policy one day to seriously protect you against a significant claim, we may not be there for you in the way you expect. In fact, we may be working against you and not for you. By trusting your auto insurance company after filing a claim, you may end up in a world of hurt if not familiar with their tactics and knowledge about how they treat insured. Does USAA insurance participate in good or bad faith policyholder practices? From my experience, I personally could not recommend USAA Auto Insurance Company. Both collisions which I've been involved in dealing with this company, they were not my insurance company. It was their insurer that was negligent and hit my vehicles. I personally have not found this company to be scrupulous in their dealings with me or fair from my perspective. Remember that saying, fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, well, this certainly isn't going to happen. Do I challenge USAA's level of integrity? Yes, I do. Because when dealing with a company fairly and openly, and they do not return the same respect, you know this is not a company in which you wish to interact with when dealing with an insurance claim. If you find yourself dealing with USAA Auto Insurance in a claim, be sure to do your homework. Make sure to learn your rights and do everything you can to protect yourself. Above all, support insured civil rights legislation to protect all policyholders when dealing with insurance carriers. My first and last encounter with this company leads me to believe they have no intentions in treating insurers fairly. When it happens twice, to me it's an indication of their business philosophy. Please join me at the court trial against this company. Show support for all policyholders that have been mistreated. Look for local notices and information on Estra's official website forthcoming. Always remember there are hundreds of Estra brand car accident information and support tools at your disposal, and many of them are free to use. Select Estra's car accident playlist out on YouTube, which contains 11 free videos to show many of the experiences that can be encountered after a collision. Taking on unfair practices of major corporations can make it difficult for policyholders to access legitimate links. Therefore, do not hesitate to type in the link yourself online. For example, if you go out to YouTube, you used to be able to type Estra and all of the links would come up. Now, harassers have added many new Estras out there and some of the links are now buried. So make sure to type in Estra's car accident or Estra Seattle to find legitimate links. Tools are important in being able to work through the process of getting through a collision. And my book, Car Accident by Estra, shares those personal experiences of being involved in several collisions. And it provides helpful insights into by-stepping pitfalls most injured often don't think about until they've been taken advantage of. So this is a must-read book. You'll also find the 215 Car Accident Calendar Daily Quotes, and it's available for support and encouragement. It's great as a gift or personal use. The 215 Car Accident Weekly Planner for an organized approach to documenting your collision is available all year round. So make sure to stop by my official car accident site for additional information. Each and every program, I want you to know that your car accident concerns matter. I, Estra, personally realize outcomes depend on knowledge. You can read, listen, or watch topics which will help you make more informed decisions. And you are always welcome at legitimate Estra site. Thank you for listening today, because it is only with your continued knowledge about the insurance industry, self-insured employer insurance programs, long-term disability, can we make a difference in creating insured civil rights laws and legislations which can make this more fair and equitable for policyholders. Only with your support can we demonstrate the experiences of people involved in traffic collision. So be sure to take 3 minutes and tell us about how you've been affected. Let's meet back here next Monday, which is our new day and our new time at 7:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. No matter what you're going through, keep your head up and never give up.